The use of legitimate force, to quote the agreement signed by 15 West African leaders, was supposed to be the last resort the West African bloc would turn to if Ivoirian President Laurent Gbagbo did not concede the November 28th elections that the African Union says he lost. But 10 days shy of 2 months of failed negotiations to pry Mr. Gbagbo from power, the threat of a West African invasion of its second-largest economy appears unlikely, or at best a controversial prospect between the leaders who agreed to it. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan chairs the Economic Community of West African States and has led the bloc's effort to oust President Gbagbo from power. If mediation doesn't work, the bloc says it has 6,500 troops on standby ready to invade and capture Mr. Gbagbo. But on January 7th, Ghanaian President John Adam Mills said Ghana would not participate in such an effort. Ghana has 500 peacekeepers in Ivory Coast. Mr. Mills told reporters that sending in a military force would not bring peace to Ivory Coast, and research head Kwesi Anning at the Kofi Annan Peacekeeping Training Center agrees.
I think that possibility is fairly weak. If ECOWAS doesn't use a strike action to extract Gbagbo alone and his henchmen, which even then has very dangerous repercussions later from his supporters, a full-blown intervention force, as we saw in Liberia and Sierra Leone, it is at best very far-fetched.
Ghana's opposition, regional leaders, and supporters of Ivory Coast's internationally recognized president, Alassane Ouattara, have criticized Mills for the decision. A Burkinabe paper alleged President Mills received campaign contributions from Mr. Gbagbo during his own run for office, while an Ivoirian newspaper claimed Ghana's main airport is allowing Ivory Coast to park military jets on its tarmac. A spokesman for Mr. Mills' party denied both charges, and Anning says the Ghanaian president's refusal to participate is consistent with the country's long-standing foreign policy.
The military intervention option, for me, is supposed to be used as a stick, okay, to elicit compliance from the Gbagbo camp. Now look, if you don't go according to the rules and regulations to which you are a signatory to, this option is available.
But if the threat of military intervention is a stick, then Senegal's president said the economic community ought to be willing to use it. In an interview with Bloomberg News last week, President Abdoulaye Wade's spokesman Pop Jing said he is pushing leaders to remove President Gbagbo by any means necessary, even military means. If he does not leave, Jing said, African leaders will think there is never any need to concede an election. Drew Hinshaw for VOA News, Dakar.